Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smack down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
And as always, TED Talk is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy, online at bostonprolotherapy.com. So, Ted, I think a great place to start would be the start. Patriots win the toss, they take the ball, and they should be rolling, right? Fast start. How'd that work out for you?
Not good. I mean, the Patriots, I mean, just a terrible start to this game. Obviously, the week before, they got off to a 14-0 start. And this week, they spotted the Steelers 14 points. But in their first drive, second and six, sack. Just, you got to be kidding me. And then they get an automatic first down on the next play and because of the defensive penalty. And what do they do on that with that first and 10? They fumble the ball. So on the third play of the game, they fumble the ball over to the Steelers. Now, on the Steelers' first possession, what happens on the first play of the Steelers' first possession? Offsides. Clavion Chasen, offsides. And then Steelers go on an 8-play, 54-yard drive, almost 5 minutes to get their first touchdown. And in the very next second possession, the Patriots, they go 6 plays and punt. And then the Steelers, on their second possession, after the punt, they get 12 plays, 90 yards, 6 minutes, 23 seconds, and a touchdown. Patriots giving up touchdown drives on the first two possessions, that's not what you're looking for. You can't put yourself in a hole. And it was interesting to me to hear Mike talk about how the defense played well, except for the last drive. So the first two drives of the game, they put up touchdowns. And the last drive, the most important drive, it doesn't matter what you did in between, is the most important. So the defense, to me right now, is kind of a big story. They rank 28th in DVOA. Who would have ever thought going into the season that the offense would be outperforming the defense? The offense is ranked 19th in DVOA. So it's far and away the better unit than the defense is, which is kind of mind-boggling when you think about it.
Not sure it's something to brag about at being 19th. You'd like to be a little higher, but you're right. It's ahead of the defense. And exacerbating the bad start was the part that they took the ball. You don't see that too often in football now. It's defer. You take the ball unless you really want to start fast.
You do that because you're flexing your offense.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? We're going to put our best unit out there, and we're going to go down. In the third play, you fumble. Spit the seed, baby.
And there was also, correct me if I'm wrong, Ted Johnson, you got all the notes. Didn't Drake May try to throw an interception there? Didn't he hit the guy in the hands?
That was in there as well.
Yeah.
I didn't put that in there.
I mean, that was a horrific start. Speaking of horrific starts, year over year, it's something Fitzy and I talked about early on, sort of the start to last year, the start to this year, the Gerard Mayo error a year ago, and now it's Mike Vrabel. Everything's fixed, right? Through three games, how are we feeling about the comparison year over year?
Oof. Okay. So let's do a little.
Is that an oof?
A little comparison. All right.
That was an oof.
That was an oof.
Let's just put it through the first three games last year. Let's give you some bad football stats, if you will. Last year, under Gerard Mayo, in the first three games, the Patriots had one turnover, 13 penalties, and 11 sacks. Okay, that's the first three games for Gerard.
Not bad.
What is this year's Patriots doing through the first three games, comparatively speaking? They have 6 turnovers, 27 penalties, and 13 sacks. So they're much higher in turnovers, much higher in penalties, and just a little bit higher in the sacks. And then I'm on pace, guy. I love to do the on pace.
Oh, nice.
So the Patriots are on pace to have 153 penalties, which would be by far the most. They're on pace to have 51 turnovers and 68 sacks.
Yeah, that sounds like losing football.
That's you're picking first overall football. That's what that is. Yeah. The average team, just so people know, the average team probably gets anywhere from 3 to 3.5 penalties a game. And right now the Patriots are averaging 9 penalties a game. The average team has 1.8 to 2 turnovers per game. And the Patriots are over that. And the average team allows 34 to 42 sacks a season. Huh. So they would be way over what the average is in all those categories.
What do we usually blame when a team is that sloppy and undisciplined?
It's I hate to say it, man, because that's my guy, but you blame it on the coaching staff. That's what you usually blame sloppy for. The players jump offside. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you. But you know what you do? You get somebody else in there, or you do something to get the attention of the player that is making the mistakes. That's kind of the big story right now, is how is Mike going to get these guys to stop making mistakes? Is it going to be takeaway? I think some of the most powerful tools to get someone's attention is to take reps away. That, to me, will get most guys' attention. But can you cut off your nose to spite your face? And that's the question he's dealing with.
So you mentioned in there the comparison year over year, the penalties and the turnovers, but you don't think all penalties and turnovers are created alike. Is that accurate?
They are not. They definitely are not. So, look, it was the penalties were killers. They only had 7. Yeah, but let's go a deeper dive into those penalties. There were 2 penalties that the Patriots defense had on 3rd down, both of them by Alex Austin, that led to extended drives that ultimately led to 2 touchdowns. That's 14 points off of turnovers right there. Pittsburgh had, 7 points had 7 points off of turnovers. So 2 penalties and a turnover was basically, there's your 21 points. That the Patriots turned the ball over once, right? Intercepted Aaron Rodgers, 0 points off of that. And then the killer is the 2 turnovers inside the 5-yard line. I mean, that's basically 14 points you just blew right there. And I think what the killer is, too, is before halftime, they go 92 yards, 17 plays just to throw an interception. It's a huge momentum killer right there. And then after an interception to start the 3rd quarter, Antonio Gibson fumbles on the 2nd play. So there's like these different momentum points in the game that you got to capitalize on that they were unable to do.
Fitzy, I believe Mike Vrabel refers to that as bleep that'll get you beat, summarized there.
Yeah, and there was a lot of bleep that got him beat time and time. You know, Ted, we went back and forth on the postgame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show and continued yesterday with the notion that the Patriots could and should have easily won that game. by 10, 13, or 17 points. But then you think about all the bleep that got them beat. They could have just as easily lost by 17 points. They played so poorly.
No doubt. I mean, when that offense, I would be curious to know how many teams have won games with only 203 total yards of offense like the Steelers did. And by the way, Pro Football Focus's worst grade for any offensive player for the Steelers. Can you guess who that was?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
The lowest grade, man. And you still lost.
All right, last one here in this first segment of TED Talk, breaking down all that went wrong in the Patriots' loss to the Steelers. Running back production. I believe Rich Keefe wanted to nickname the backfield. We were so excited about Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson. He was going to be the offensive rookie of the year, and Antonio Gibson was going to be like a classic third down back or change of pace. How's that working out so far?
Not good.
I love the Ted Johnson noises.
So the running back production from last week to this week, last week versus the Dolphins, the running backs had 19 carries for 91 yards, 4.2. And then they also had, in receiving yards, they had 8 catches for 119 yards. So 211 of the 333 total yards last week versus the Dolphins were all basically because of the running backs. So 2/3 of the offensive production last week were all because of the running backs. This week versus the Steelers, the running backs had 22 carries for 74 yards, 0 touchdowns, and only 6 catches for 57 yards. You had the running back giving up, I think, another sack again, Travion Henderson. Mm-hmm. And so just amazing. And I was a week ago, I was saying that the running back position was, and then obviously 2-3 fumbles from the running back position this week. So the running back position, I said last week, was probably your best position group. And then what do they do to reward my positivity? They go out and just poop the bed, man.
All right. Hey,
I just wanted to ask Ted. Sorry, Andy, real quick. Ted, does it bother you as much as it bothers me that the leading rusher on the Patriots is Drake May with 87 yards?
That's. I heard you say that, and I was like, that scares me because this is supposed to be a run first team.
Yeah. Well, Drake May is supposed to be one of your best players, and Ramondre Stevenson is supposed to be one of your best players.
Oh. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.